This is Joe Biden's first trip to the African continent as president, and also his last. After a short stop in the tiny island nation of Cabo Verde, he landed in Angola late Monday for a two-day trip with a packed agenda, as he told President João Lourenço when they met at Luanda's pink-hued presidential palace.
Very proud to be the first American president to visit Angola. And I'm deeply proud of everything we have done together to transform our partnership thus far. There's so much ahead of us, so much we can do.
His administration's top Africa advisor told VOA that Biden sees Angola as Exhibit A of a collaborative relationship with Washington. Francis Brown is Senior Director for African Affairs at the National Security Council.
We, the United States, are working with Angola on a few really important things. One is bolstering peace and security in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Another is growing economic opportunities in the region. A third is technological and scientific cooperation.
Biden also toured the nation's slavery museum, where he acknowledged the deep blood ties between Angola and the United States, and he painted an optimistic picture of the future.
Although I don't know exactly what the future will hold, I know the future runs through Angola, through Africa. I mean it sincerely. I'm not kidding.
Human rights horrors are far from a thing of the past, rights groups say. Kate Hickson is Advocacy Director for Africa at Amnesty International USA.
Amnesty has repeatedly documented excessive and lethal force to disrupt peaceful demonstrations. Not only is lethal force used in these demonstrations, but the victims' families do not have recourse to access to justice. We've also seen several repressive laws passed since 2020. Since 2020, it's been illegal to criticize the president. More recently, this year, we've seen two laws approved that further threaten the rights to freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, and the media.
Brown told VOA that the president always raises these concerns privately.
He never shies away from talking about democracy and human rights issue with counterparts. And I think that's pretty consistent with the way he's been throughout his long career in public service.
Biden wraps his visit Wednesday with a trip to the port city of Lobito, where a new U.S.-financed rail line brings raw materials from Africa's interior to this bustling port. Anita Powell, VOA News, Luanda.